principles concerning everything. People say politics is dirty. Let me go to that one briefly. Politics is not dirty. Medical practice is dirty. Driving a taxi is dirty. Marrying a wife is dirty. Selling clothes is dirty. There's nothing that's not dirty if a dirty man does it in a dirty way. You get my point?
Sure.
There's nothing like politics is dirty. What we have is ignorance in the Church of Christ. I told you I went to preach some time ago. And I asked a whole congregation of Christians, how many of you believe that the Enugu state governor is enjoying? And everyone's hand went up. Well, maybe not every, at least 90%. So I said, how many want to become governor so they can enjoy? And all those hands went up again. So I said, this is why you will never be a governor. God said to the children of Israel, he said, a time will come when you have to have a king. This is my commandment for kings. That's the precepts of God. He said, he will take a copy of this book and he will make, he said, the scribes will give it to him. They will give him paper and pen. And he will make a personal copy of all the laws that I have given you. And then he will, when he finishes, he will go to the beginning and start reading. And when he finishes reading, he will go back to the beginning and start reading again. And when he finishes reading, he will go back to the beginning and start reading again. And when he finishes reading, he will go back to the beginning and start reading again. And when he finishes reading, he will go back to the beginning and start reading again. He said this he will do all the days of his life. He said he will not multiply wives to himself. He will not multiply houses. He will not multiply vineyards. He will not multiply chariots, personal ones for himself. He said, no. All I have asked him to do is to make a copy of this book and read it from beginning to the end, back to the beginning to the end, back to the beginning, then to the end, back to the beginning, then to the end, all the days of his life. If he will do this, I will establish him as a king. I will make his children kings after him. His kingdom will never end. The degree of failure that every king in Israel, including David and Solomon, experienced was the degree of to which he did not adhere to that simple instruction. David multiplied wives. They were his problem. They were his problem. Solomon amplified the multiplication of wives. And that was the problem of his life. What am I saying? If you want to be a politician as a believer, maybe, you know, with this spiritual economic empowerment and development strategy seminar, we should do spiritual political empowerment and development strategy seminar. I should, one of these days. Not because of those of you who just come here and listen to it, but so that we can package it in CDs and start sending it to people. You will discover that you don't need the machinations of a political party to be in office. When you follow God's precepts as a politician, a time will come, they will gang up against you and kick you out. I hope you get the point. One of the precepts, all right, of politics for a believer is that we don't cling to office. If they kick us out, we walk out. That is one of the precepts of Christian politics. If they kick you out, you walk out. If they kicked you out unjustly, go and ask those who sent Daniel into the lion's den. What happened to them, their children, their wives, and their property? It still happens. There was a man, like I said to you, I don't know whether he's a believer or not, but just to illustrate, in the university nearby, the man, everybody thought he should be the vice chancellor. That is every reasonable person. Students and staff alike. When they forwarded names to Abuja, they made sure, that's the powers, the Daniel's enemies, made sure that his name was not there. So when they returned the vice chancellor, when they were going to appoint the new vice chancellor, he was not to be appointed at all. Except that those who were scheming, a crisis broke out on campus. and the sitting vice chancellor was indicted as a patron of one of the courts, of which about 4 students were killed during the crisis. So the vice chancellor was dismissed. And all the list they sent to Abuja for his replacement was dismissed. And this man who had gone on leave, everybody shouted, he's the one we want. They called him, he had to come back from abroad that he had gone to come and take up the seat as the vice chancellor. He never schemed for it. Listen, there are precepts concerning political office for believers. Learn them now that we are young. Learn them now that the only thing you can go for is student union government, association of resident doctors, presidents, you know, those kind of things. Learn them. I am telling you, a day will come, you will be sitting at home, somebody will call you and make you a governor. Somebody will call you and say, it is you. We are going to produce the president this time. And we have all agreed it's either you or nobody else. You get to that level, eh? You can, you see, there are things that God must place in your heart first. I'll give you an example. I'm a preacher. There are a lot of precepts concerning preaching that a lot of preachers don't learn. I was talking to a friend of mine a few days ago. I said, I heard they have changed your regional, you know, boss in their denomination. That the new guy is good. A friend of mine tells me that our new pastor is a damn good guy. I told my friend, I said, that former one was a, I said, let me not call a man of God names, but the guy was quite far below the glory. Let me not say more than that. He said, it is the people that caused it. No, he said, what am I talking about? I said, that guy, he used to trade the word of God for money. We all know, unless you're not in this town. Every time you see a stranger show up in town, he needs money. I have friends who are members of this church. One day I was at home in the morning, early morning. My phone rang. My colleague called me. He called me pastor. He said, pastor, there's trouble. Oh. I said, what's happened? He said, pastor, there's trouble. Ah, what is the trouble? I'm just coming from church. It was like 7 a.m. He said, our pastor said, there's a special program. We all came. Then one pastor arrived and said, there are 50 people that God wants to bless. If you are among, shout amen. Of course, we won't shout amen. Okay, let me say, there are 25 people God wants to bless. If you are among, shout amen. Yeah. You see, and so everybody shouted amen too. Then the man suddenly turned around. I said, there are 50 people. Let those 50 people run forward now. 20,000. My friend got up, dragged his wife by the hand. Let's go home. And walked out of church and called me on the way. I said, pastor, there's a problem. So when they removed that pastor, he said, praise the Lord. He was very happy. So I was telling this my colleague. I said, that your former guy, there was so much not to desire in his manner of ministration. He now said, listen to me, this is where I'm going. He said, no, you have to understand, because he's also a pastor. He says, when the money is not enough, he said, if the people would bring the money, he wouldn't do such things. I said, that is wrong. I said, do you do? He said, no, I don't. I said, why not? He said, I have told them, if we can't do it, we are not going to do it. I said, that is the spirit of a pastor. Simple. I said, that's the spirit. There are things that are precepts concerning ministry. Let me just drop this one. I summarize it. A preacher is not allowed under any circumstance to manipulate people with the word of God. Never. Even if he thinks it is for good, he's not allowed. Paul said, we have renounced hidden things of dishonesty and handling the word of God craftily. All we do is to, by a manifestation of truth, that's what we do. We just present the truth to you. Whatever God does in your life by that truth, that's between you and him. I told my friend, you need money in your church? I said, this is how preachers get money. They go to church, they teach the truth, they go home, they pray. Any money that doesn't come between these two, you don't need it. I always said, as a preacher, the Lord sent you and his spirit. He didn't send you a microphone. He did not send you a television. He did not send you a tape recorder. He didn't send you a camera. Once my sister-in-law asked me. So he said, Pastor Banker, when are you going on TV? I said, my sister, television, not me. It's very effective. I said, I know it's effective. Just I know the cost of camera. I said, listen, this radio we are doing is good. I said, once I grab my 7,000 naira corded Shure microphone, I plug it to our computer at that time. Kingsley, my wife, and one or two other people will sit down, and I will preach for the whole of Eastern Nigeria to just the two or three of them. I preach three. I'm seeing it on the computer like this. I sit down, edit it, burnt on the CD, go to Cosmo FM. I said, that's all my production cost. I said, my sister, I don't price camera. I don't see the price. I know they do it yet. Then the time came. The spirit began to enter into me. Now listen to me. For those of you who were here then, you never heard me raise money for camera. Never. I just mentioned that we are going to buy cameras, we are going to go on TV. I like to say things like that to let people who really want, you know, like God can move you to want to participate. In fact, one sister walked up and said, Pastor, we must buy this camera. She gave me $100. Then came another time, Pastor, we must buy this camera. Give me 18,000 naira. We kept on piling it up. Finally, we bought two cameras for $5,000. You are seeing them here. They said, buy light. Each of these stage lights. Correct one. Each one in Alaba, 300,000. You go to Dubai, 180,000 for one light. I said, watch me. I dragged them. Who was it? We went to Obete Market. Kenyatta. We made each of these lights for 6,000. This one you're saying, 6 grand. Chima came and said, okay, these ones are not enough. We made more until we had flooded this plate with light for less than 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, for just about 30K. I know the kind of lights that we should use. Well, bro, I ain't buying until I see the money. I'm trying to teach you the precepts. Ministry has precepts. Ministry has what? Precepts. Everything has precepts. Young men, young women, you learn the precepts of marriage. There's a way God says a man should treat his wife should treat him, and they should run the family. It has nothing to do with how they do it in our place. The precepts you operate by decides the kind of spirit you open the door to. Did you hear what I said? The precepts you operate by decide the kind of spirit that walks into your home. Because those precepts are the doors you are opening. When you align them with God, then God walks in. He said, if a man loves me, he will keep my word. Then the Father will love him. Then I and the Father will come and make our abode with him. That is, obeying my precepts and my commandments and my testimonies are the things that opens the door so that the Father and I can come into their homes. When you use covetousness as your precepts as a preacher, you open the door. Listen, let me tell you about spirits. Let me just drop that so I can close. The kind of spirits you are opening the door for, you don't know, be careful. Solomon opened the door for wisdom. The spirit of prosperity jumped inside. I don't know what I heard. He opened the door for wisdom. Spirits are funny. They don't move alone. They drag their friends and their brothers. They learn it. When they go alone, they get cast out. So when they are coming back, they come with seven more wicked spirits, the evil ones. Is that what Jesus said? So, if you are a preacher, you allow the spirit of covetousness and wickedness. Alright? You open door for it by aligning yourself with the ways of the world. What will follow? You'll be surprised. Is it, they hear that, hey, you don't hear. Wait. Pastor Banky don't marry second wife. Say, yeah. What happened? You go look my wife with suspicion. You know, this pastor's wives, you can't trust them. She don't frustrate the man. You know, you love me, you want to believe I'm the one that's correct. That's what people do now. Say, his wife. And she'll be smiling for us. What happened? He did the work God did not send him to do. He used the spirit of covetousness to operate. Envy. Have you heard? Emeka used to attend Bible study here. He has now moved to Abakwa and built a church. I heard there are now 6,000 in this same Enugu. No, be me, teacher. Israel, come. We need to talk. We'll open a church. You know where it's going to be. Then you start scheming. Then you come, praise the Lord. You don't know. Now, I can open the church. That's not what I'm talking about. You understand? But you don't know why I'm doing it. But God knows. And you know when God wants to punish you, this is what he does. After 1 year, you are 2,000. 6 years later, you are 25,000. You say, I have to show those boys that I was their senior. That's where problems begin. The job the Lord did not send him to. All right? The spirit of competition opened the door for all kinds of evil works to enter. That was why Pastor took his second wife. Not because he loved women. It's a spirit. Life is controlled by spirits. So be careful. If you want to run your life according to the precept in our village, this is the way it is. You know that Amadioha. You know that village. Is that Amadioha they call him? He's waiting for people like you who will use his precepts. So once I get him married, he too is dancing there. Go. As a pack box, jump into the portmanteau. And you reach out today there. 2 years later, you don't buy boxing gloves. It's Amadioha. It's Amadioha. It's not you. Satan pushes people. I've told you before. Satan pushed Judas. Why? He was a thief. Any man that uses the precepts of his local godless village to operate marriage, the spirit in the village is leaving his house. Because if a man loves me, he will keep my word. My name is Spirit of Amadioha, and I will love him. And me and my evil spirits will come and live in his corner. Those are spiritual principles. Therefore, anything you want to do, you are first. See, I've told you before, that faith is not about, I just use Oboju, I use force. See, I will not doubt. Please hold me here so I don't doubt. I'm about to be shifted. Hold me. Hold my chest. My heart will not shake. The blood of Jesus. God don't say the thing that's finished. They don't use and use and use. This is the point I'm making. It's not about the shout. It's about the precepts. How the man has been living. What words he has been drinking. What has he been imbibing? What are the words that have been pouring spirits into his life? You cannot drink the spirit of the age, the spirit of the world for 15 years. Then in 15 minutes you want to rebuke the devil. It increases. It does not work. It does not work. That's why I explained to you before. Those who were healed by Jesus were baptized by John the Baptist. Yes, that's what he did. You have to live a life of baptism by John if you want the miracle of Jesus Christ. That's the way it works. And listen, he said, come to me, you children, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What does that mean? David was telling us he doesn't come naturally. You must get up and come. Before you enter into business, listen to our CD. Spiritual Economic Empowerment and Development Strategy Seminar. You should listen to it. A man came to me, a young man, a few days ago. He said, sir, I saw your car outside. I knew you must be in the office. You were my lecturer at the University of Nigeria. That's Nnamdi Azikiwe University. I said, okay, what can I do for you? He said, I need to hear your words on how I should manage my money. I've just started earning money. We didn't have too much time to talk. I gave him some tips. So he should try and get some CDs. But listen, if that man obeys the word, he will be very, very rich in life. Why do I say so? Because he saw my car, came to look for me, said, sir, I saw you were around. I need you to tell me what a young man is supposed to do with money. When he said that, he meant instruction with the word of God. Those are the things. You can't, you know, You know, it's not as if I say you shouldn't give offering. You know, how can I say that? Wait. I've just said that you can't use that to make up for disobedience. That's what I've just been saying. You've been disobeying God all your life. One year of your study, you want to take one offering and just break the back of poverty. That kind of shot the miss. Now you're back in the meat. No. You can't align your life, all your life, you understand my point, with the precepts of the world. And then you one day want to claim the prosperity of God. Sorry, it doesn't work like that. Like I said, David said, come you children, listen to me, and I will teach you the fear of God. Like that young man, you will first get up and say, what does God have to say about how I manage money? And you start it now. It's not when you're applying to be rich. You can never leave the things you know you are supposed to do till the time you are rich. It doesn't work. He that is faithful in little is the one that has the opportunity to have much and therefore be faithful in much. You learn it now. I was joking with my class captain. One of my, you know, we have male class captain and female. The male guy, yesterday I was in class. So I was leaving the class. So I came with two bags, all right? So he carried one bag, and the smaller bag, the lady reached for it. I told her, leave it. Let him carry it. I told him, I said, before she carries anything, your right hand must be full, your left hand must be full, and your shoulders must be full. I said, that's the only way you marry a good wife. He's a young fourth-year medical student. But I said, this is how you prepare to marry a good wife. Learn how to take care of young women. You can't be sharing load with her. What's wrong with you? Carry the two. Let her stroll behind you. I said, this time I see you on the road. And you are carrying one bag, and the lady walking with you is carrying another bag. I'm coming down to fight you. You must carry the two bags. That's how we know. You won't marry her, don't worry. You are sowing a seed for the one you will marry. Are you following what I'm saying? Come, you children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. I will. That's what David was saying. But my emphasis in my own teaching is, you have to come and listen. He said, watch your steps when you draw near the temple of God. Draw near to listen. That's what he said. Ecclesiastes chapter 5. Draw near to listen rather than to offer the sacrifices of fools. Listen, most people, that's what they are doing, claiming they are working for God. In fact, Israel insisted, he and Bishop, that starting our broadcast on DSTV, Kingdom Africa, that we had to put out to work for God. Because they felt too many people are wrongfully working for God. A lot of people are laboring wrongly for God because they did not draw near to first listen. My emphasis, like I said, is that drawing near, that struggle to listen. It's a labor to enter into his rest. It's an effort. It will cost you money. Though I said to you, I can afford a lot of books, even if you can't, you little you have, you use it. There's no, you know, something used to make me laugh. I will talk to people here. They say, hey, Pastor, I want to talk to you. They will say, have you read Choices Key to Destiny? Say, no. No, in my mind, in case you have ever been like that, I was flogging you inside, you did not know. I had removed my belt, your back was bare, and I was peeling it like, you know, Mel Gibson peeled the back of Jesus Christ. I was peeling it. Because I can't believe you've listened to me for 3 weeks and you haven't read the book. Now how much more? 1 year. You pass by it every day. You dey chop meat pie periodically. Etisalat gives you free call to call your boyfriend and girlfriend because you spend 200 naira a week. Am I lying? Yeah, the book is only 180 naira. You never read them. Let's summarize it for you. You need deliverance. If you've been here, if you heard me talk. And I told you, oh, there was this book, Believer's Authority by Kenneth Hagin. It changed my life. You never read that. Let me tell you how they do such things. You went there. It's expensive. You're a student. You don't have too much money. So look for two students like yourself. Say, oh boy, this book, we're supposed to buy them. Say, yes, we're supposed to buy it. How much you get? 100 bucks. Okay, add 100. How much? 200. How much is the book? 350. Okay, will they come? Deposit it. Say, please write it down. We'll come back. And when you finish, When you finish collecting the book, you go and read it. Then you'll be taking turns. Join, form a club amongst yourself, buying one book every week and taking turns. And if photocopying is cheap enough, make a photocopy. If Ken Hagen is angry with you, tell him to go and see me. If you want to respect copyright when it comes to non-word things. If you copy the word of God, it's the will of God. Don't copy movies. I didn't say you should copy movies. That's it, so. Don't copy music, P Square. Even if it's praise worship, don't copy. All right? Mm-hmm. But once it's book, tape, preaching, copy it in front of the preacher that preached it. Tell him, say, ah, sir, this is your book. It's so powerful. My God, it's turned my life around. In fact, we just finished making 5 photocopies, my friend and I. If you say, you didn't pay for it, he says, sir, this is all we can afford. We use the money to buy other books. Some of them are yours also. He says, sir, don't worry, we'll pay later. When we have broken through, we'll come and pay. Which one do you want? The 100 naira for the book or the 1 million we'll give you as pocket change in another 15 years? Which one? Choose one. I've told all of you that I've been reading my book free of charge. You buy a CD for 180 and you were blessed. I'm patient. Amen? Amen? I'm very patient. I've told you. Let me tell you the word of the Lord. One day I will sit down. I'll tell the Lord, this weekend is my offering weekend. In the realm of the spirit, I will call all of you. You won't know why you can't sleep again. You will wake up in the morning and say, I must bless Pastor Banky. Ah! You will come out, you look at your wife and say, honey, we have to bless Pastor Banky. And she will say, okay, what more do you have in the account? Say, ah, all we can put together now is 2.5. Ah, 2.5 million for Pastor Banky, that's an insult. I say, honey, bring your gold, all the one I bought for in the last 6 years. Go and bring it. Bring it, bring it, bring it, bring it. Now your cash, last week they brought it. You like it, bring it. You won't know. I'm at home calling you, you don't realize it. I know what I'm telling you. And when you arrive, when you see, 4 cars will have reached there before yours. After a while, I said, sir, where do we park this? I said, you came late, park outside. So read the books cheap now, amen? Amen. Listen to the messages for free. Download it. I'm patient. It's an investment. you are a promising company. Do you hear what I said? I'm buying my shares early. You are a promising company. Listen to me, a time will come within the space of 24 months, not me personally, but Kingdom World Ministries will receive 12 offerings of 1 billion naira each. Amen. And you will give one of them.
Amen.
Yes. So tell any preacher you want to copy his book. Say, Pastor Banky said, I can pay you now, I pay you later. Which one do you choose? But spend that money and spend that time. It's good to watch football. Once in a while, when you are finished listening to 3 messages, reading 1 book, watch 1 match. Yes. As you are doing that, the power to triumph is entering into you. You won't know why you are just not catching the diseases. There is, I rebuke you, Satan. There is the one in which Satan says he, the hedge around him is dangerous. Don't go near. Both of them, you know, they are the will of God, but one is more perfect. A will than the other. I hope you've gotten my point. I said, I hope you have gotten my point. The word of God must be pleasant. That's the most important. In fact, you must have a budget. Every month, I go and buy a book. I must buy a tape. You hear me quote people. Listen to them 4 or 5 times before you decide whether they are your teachers or they are not. My personal experience is that you have about, at each time, you have between 3 and 6 people that are your teachers. Yeah, generally, at each time. You can listen to 10, 20 people, but there are 3 to 6 people that, these are my teachers. When you locate them, spend the money. When you hear that they are in town doing seminar, cancel everything, go there. Your fiancé is coming to town and say, if I marry you and we box, or I go now, I don't see you. But one will marry, we are joyful. Which one do you prefer? He or she will agree quickly for the other one. I know it's not everywhere you can go, but God will help you locate your own teachers. And once you find them, don't spare expense. Buy the books, buy the CDs. It's for your life. I hope you've gotten my point today.